here's a story from The World.
At the International Criminal Court in The Hague today, a guilty verdict was handed down for a former child soldier in Africa. Dominic Ongwen was a commander in the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda. The rebel group led a brutal campaign of terror in parts of Central Africa for 30 years. The ICC found Ongwen guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Joining me from New York to talk about this is Elise Kepler. She's the Associate Director of the International Justice Division at Human Rights Watch. So the crimes Ongwen has been convicted of are murder, rape, enslavement, torture, very serious stuff. Who is Ongwen and what role did he play in the atrocities in northern Uganda?
Ongwen himself began as a victim of the Lord's Resistance Army, abducted into LRA forces, but he later went on to become a powerful commander and rise up the ranks. He was one of five individuals charged by the International Criminal Court, including Joseph Kony, the leader of the group and founder, and three others who have since been declared or presumed dead.
And Joseph Kony, the notorious Joseph Kony, he's still at large, correct?
He is at large, but his whereabouts are believed to be known. There's an organization, Invisible Children, which tracks the LRA movements, and he's believed to be at an area known as Kafia Kingi, which is on the border of Sudan and South Sudan. From our perspective, this verdict is a reminder that Kony remains a fugitive and does need to be arrested and surrendered to face charges at the ICC.
Ongwen is the first leader of the Lord's Resistance Army to be convicted by the ICC. How significant is his guilty verdict, and what do you think it means for Joseph Kony?
It should be a wake-up call for perpetrators, would-be perpetrators in Central Africa, but also around the world. Justice has been slow and hard to achieve in many respects, but it can and does happen. And for victims to finally have a chance to see some justice for these crimes is a huge step forward.
Elise, at the center of this case really is a complicated question because Ongwen himself was kidnapped and forced to become a child soldier at a young age. He is a perpetrator, no doubt, but as you said earlier, also a victim. How did the court grapple with that?
The court was clear that they do see his status as a victim himself as relevant, and that his status as a child victim does not negate his culpability for the crimes. And the judges were clear to emphasize that he was a fully responsible adult at the time the charges he's convicted of were committed. You know, I think this is a reflection of the complexity of this conflict. There were so many children who suffered at the hands of the Lord's Resistance Army. You know, a massive amount, some 30,000 children were abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army. And you can find these situations where people are both victims and perpetrators.
One interesting detail, the proceedings in The Hague were broadcast in communities that had been affected by the LRA in northern Uganda. Do we have any idea of how the verdict is being received there?
Not surprisingly, there are a variety of views. You know, some feel he should be forgiven as a former victim. Some feel he should be in jail for an extremely long period. But I think the key is not to try to define what people's reactions should be. The role of outreach is not to define how people should think and feel, but make sure that they have enough information to fully take in what's happened. And that's why these outreach activities, the video screenings that are live streams that are happening in northern Uganda today, there's also an event in Ongwen's hometown, are really important so that people can wrestle with and fully comprehend what this process is to try and assure justice for victims of the crimes.
Elise Kepler is the Associate Director of the International Justice Program at Human Rights Watch, speaking with us about the first leader of the Lord's Resistance Army to be convicted by the ICC. He's a former child soldier. Elise joined us from New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
From PRX.